So how did you end up on the story?
I got flagged that there was a fishing boat and a warship that had collided. Of course, I ran down there expecting to see the warship dwarfing this small fishing boat. Instead, it was the other way around. This big factory fishing trawler was dwarfing the warship, and the two were, it just looked like the warship was embedded into the fishing trawler. It was quite the sight to see. Already by that time, it had happened half an hour earlier, and already on the hills all around, you could see sailors, you could see Navy people, you could see, you know, people had come out of their offices to kind of look at this spectacle. You could see people kind of shaking their heads. This is the last thing people wanted to see in terms of our warship that had just come out of refit, wanted to see it damaged like this.
So do we know exactly how the collision happened?
No, the information that we have so far is that basically, I guess, the American Dynasty from Seattle, Washington, had headed out at about 5:30 a.m., according to the Marine website. It was on its way for regular scheduled maintenance and repairs in our graving dock in Esquimalt Harbor. So exactly what happened, it was in the harbor, and it was being towed by two tugboats operated by C-SPAN, and something happened. According to witnesses, the lines may have broke. They may have somehow they came apart. Now, how that happened or why that happened or if that happened, we don't know. That's just what some witnesses were suggesting it happened. But all we can say is that basically the tugs and the ship seemed to come apart, and the ship or the fishing trawler went into the warship, pushing the warship back about 20 feet, according to witnesses, and possibly damaging our jetty as well.
And do we know the extent of the damage to the American Dynasty?
No. What's coming out today, the two ships that were locked together for most of the day were separated about at 5 o'clock yesterday evening. And if you see the pictures on Flickr provided by our Transportation Safety Board in Canada today, you will see the American Dynasty with a huge gash out of its bow. We haven't got information yet from American Seafoods Group what the damage is, but you only have to look at the pictures to know that it's substantial.
And what are people in the area saying about this incident?
This is one of a dozen ships. They're very valuable. It was just in refit. So at a time, I guess, when budgets are tight and our warships are, you know, precious, that I guess it may be a setback for the Navy to have this vessel, to have this frigate out of use for who knows how long it will take to repair.
From this side of things, it could be a setback for the Bering Sea Pollock Fleet, too. I haven't been able to reach American Seafoods to find out what their plans are for the American Dynasty, but it could certainly impact the offshore sector if the boat is unexpectedly out of commission for the Pollock B season, which starts in June. So we'll be keeping a close eye out on it up here as well. Thanks for speaking with me, Cindy.
Thank you.